A Boy's Baby Bird is part fiction, part nonfiction, based on clips of family commentary about male-female stereotypes and the breaking of them. This story leads us through many surprises right up to the central image. It demonstrates that our definition of normal masculine and feminine traits need to be expanded to encompass a fuller spectrum. A Boy's Baby Bird. I was having lunch with my cousin and telling her about this new guy I'd met and how I really liked him, but I didn't want a commitment. I didn't want someone lying up in my bed all night long. That was a nice visit. You can leave now. And my cousin said, I think it's time you just accepted the fact that you're a boy. My heart filled with gratitude as I said, you understand? Now don't get me wrong. Physically, I'm all girl. She meant more the way I think about the world and about relationships. She said, yes, I've thought it for a long time. Maybe if you just realize it, you can stop worrying about how weird you are. One time, my uncle said to me, I bet you collected bugs as a little girl. And I said, sure. So my aunt asked why he made that statement, and he said because he'd never seen me afraid of one. She boasted, I'm not afraid of bugs either. Anyway, all little girls play with bugs. I was surprised and wanted to know what kind of bugs she played with. Did you collect those little black centipedes too? She gave me a look of horror like I was some kind of freak and said, centipedes? God no, I collected fireflies. My uncle and I exchanged the knowing look that boys give each other, implying only a girl would think a lightning bug was a bug. I wanted to tell my cousin about the dead baby bird I'd seen in the parking lot, how I went to get a plastic bag so I could take it home and scan him into the computer, but then I imagined that same look of horror on her face while she gasped, sick? What for? And how any explanation or justification I might give, such as, I might need a dead bird skeleton someday for an art piece, just didn't seem to fly. In the end, I decided not to mention it. Anyway, I wanted to get back to telling her about this hot guy I'd just met.